So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm going to turn our attention to air travel with Rick Seney. Rick is CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. Comes by monthly to talk with us about what's going on in the world of air travel. And Rick, thanks so much for taking time to be with us today.
Hey, Larry. Good to be on again.
Great to have you with us. You have an article on FareCompare.com entitled Save on Air Fare by Buying Tickets One Day Earlier Than You Planned.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, Larry. I get asked all the time lots of questions, and they all sort of boil down to procrastination. You know, a lot of times people, they think that they can outgame the airlines. The airlines know everything about us. We'd hardly know anything about them. I'm trying to demystify that to some degree. But most people, they wait, they procrastinate, they hope that the price goes down, and then they're playing right into the airline's hands.
Yeah, and so we should shop, but there comes a point when we have to pull the trigger.
Yeah, so I mean, it's really pretty simple for domestic airline tickets. If you're buying your ticket inside of 30 days, you're playing right into the airline's hands. They know exactly what the behavior is. They know what that is. Starting at about 90 days before your departure, airlines will start to probe. They'll put some sales in. They'll put some sales seats in. They'll see if they're selling as well as they did last year. And this is an all automated computer systems that decide all this stuff on a route by route, flight by flight basis. And as soon as they detect the inside of 30 days that they know what their historical models look like, they're going to start raising the prices. And in essence, that's what happens.
Here we are in the middle of October, Thanksgiving just around the corner. Is it the busiest weekend for air travel?
It is. It's the last 3 years, Department of Transportation has said that the Wednesday before and the Sunday after Thanksgiving are the two busiest days to the year. Those are the 2 days to avoid for many reasons.
Yeah.
I can give you a few. One is they're the most expensive airline tickets of the Wednesday before and the Sunday after. They're also, we looked back over the last 6 years of history, between 15% and 20% of all flights have been delayed and canceled on those 2 days. So that even exacerbates it. No empty middle seats, more higher ticket prices. So if you can, even on half your trip, fly, for example, the cheapest day, which is the day of Thanksgiving. You can either come in that morning or leave that night and still catch all the family and football you need. And
yeah.
And food there.
Yeah.
And so, and then, you know, if you can, the next cheapest day to fly is the Monday before, then the Tuesday, and the most expensive is Wednesday. On the way back, Friday is the cheapest coming back, Saturday the next cheapest, and then the Sunday being the most expensive.
Are there some that are there cheaper cities?
There is, I mean, if you're flying, depending on where you're flying out of Wisconsin, if you're flying out under 90 minutes on a nonstop, typically those prices for Thanksgiving don't change too much. So it's really the flights over an hour and a half that you see these huge increases for airline tickets. And some cities are different. If you have competition on a city, or a city has a low ball fare because it's a connecting flight, you can see huge differences in prices.
Oh, okay. Rick Seney, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com, our guest today. It was always great to have him along, and I certainly hope you'll join in with your questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234. Lots of callers, but there's still a line open for you. Gail in Whitehall, we'll turn to you first. Thanks for calling, Gail.
Yeah, I have we're planning on a trip to Norway for a coastal cruise next September. Any suggestions on getting there or getting coastal cruise tickets reasonable?
Well, the cruise part of it, I'm not that much of an expert on, but getting to Norway, I am an expert on. I've been doing that for a long time over my career. I used to be in the oil and gas business back in the 90s, so I'm familiar with getting to Norway. And, so for a September ticket, you want to start shopping approximately 5 months ahead of time. You're really early right now. And in fact, you can buy tickets up to 11 months in advance, so in theory, you could buy your ticket. But you want to start shopping probably next March or so. That's a perfect perfect time to start shopping. In September, there's a huge price drop in all tickets to Europe starting the last week in August. Over the last 4 or 5 years, this has been the case. Typically, it corresponds with kids going back to school, so you really will get a good price.
Icelandic Air, is that a pretty good one?
Yeah, and a lot of Icelandic Air is actually a very low cost mechanism to do that. They do fly out of your neck of the woods. It's a good way to fly too. But we've also noticed that all the other airlines are starting to match that to some degree. So out of Chicago and Minneapolis, you'll get a one stop flight, or you can take Icelandic Air and fly through. I think they transit through Reykjavik. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There we go. Good luck, Gail.
And by the way, that ticket price would be, you shouldn't pay that time of year any more than $1,000 round trip.
Okay.
$1,000 round trip.
Yep.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Gail, for calling. Appreciate it. And David and Sabin, thank you for calling. Hi.
Oh, hello. I'd like to know about flights from the Midwest, either Chicago or Minneapolis, to Japan. And it could be Tokyo or Osaka.
Sure. What time of year are you looking?
I'm looking for late October into November.
So pretty recent.
Yeah.
Yes, and it could be next year. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. So if you're going in late October right now, I'll give you for a week, for example, right now. There's a one-stop flight on United Airlines from, so you can fly into Tokyo. There's actually two airports there. There's also an airport called Haneda. Right now I see there's a continental flight on October the 30th that's $841 round trip.
Wow. That actually seems pretty reasonable.
All the other prices besides that one flight are $1,300 round trip. So you can find some deals. I mean, you can come to our site. I'm just looking at our site here and looking at all the different days that there's some cheaper prices. So the average price tends to be about $1,200. There's other days like in mid-November, like on November the 13th, that flight is also flying at $850 round trip.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And is there a special day of the week that's better?
Typically, those particular when you're flying there, you're gonna when you're flying either over the Pacific or the Atlantic, they have what's called weekend and midweek prices. So if you're flying on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you tend to pay about $80 more round trip. If you can leave on Monday through Thursday, you'll pay a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
All right. Thanks, David. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. And yeah, that's actually I would have.
Yeah,
guessed
I rarely see that, but you'll see that sometimes, especially when they go. They have two airports. They have Narita and Haneda there. They've been fighting over Haneda. The airlines are all jockeying for that particular airport. So you see a little bit of undercutting going on right there out of Chicago.
Keith in Green Bay, turn to you now. Thanks for calling. Hi.
Hey, I would like to be able to go to the UK. Sometime in the spring. I'm retired, so I'm very flexible. I would like to go to Ireland, and I have some friends that live in southwestern UK, and I was wondering if I should fly into Dublin and do my touring in Ireland and then go down to England and then go back up to Dublin and fly out, or fly into London, and what might be the best time in the spring to get the best fares.
Sure. I'll give you a couple of different things that are going on there. You have Aer Lingus flying out of Chicago, for example, that's driven down the price pretty heavily to Dublin. Also, Dublin has about $100 less in taxes than if you fly into London Heathrow.
Oh.
So if you fly that route, typically you're going to pay a couple $100 less than you would if you were flying into Heathrow. And then so if you're going to be in Dublin, I definitely would do that. Then there's low-cost airline Ryanair that you can fly out of that's based out of there, either out of Shannon or Dublin. Then you can actually just zip across. Usually those tickets, if you get them in advance, are £10, £20. They cost next to nothing if you fly Ryanair.
Wow, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Good deals there. Mike and Genesee, hi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi, fellas. I was calling on behalf of my daughter, who is getting married this March and then is looking to take a honeymoon over a certain week because of her husband being in academics. And she's got May 16th through the 22nd, and they'd like to leave from either Milwaukee or Chicago and go to New Orleans and back. And I'm just wondering the best time to get tickets for that trip. And then if there's time, I have a follow-up question.
Sure. No, well, I can answer the first one pretty quickly. Okay. Right now, the average ticket price, if you were going to go, for example, in December, is well under $200 round trip for a seven-day trip from Chicago to New Orleans. You would be buying your tickets a little bit early right now. You want to start about 3 months early. So for that May trip, you want to start shopping in mid to late January.
Okay, great.
And the way tickets are priced right out of Chicago to New Orleans right now, if you're paying over $250 round trip, you're paying too much.
Okay.
All right. Super. There you go. Super. Thanks a lot, Mike.
And then I have that follow-up if you have time.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
My wife and I are going to be going to Italy, and she's a teacher, and so we're talking leaving right in the thick of season. But we'd be probably flying out of Chicago. I'm assuming that would be cheaper than Milwaukee, and I'm wondering, this would be late June, early July, what airport we should shoot for. And, again, the same shopping question, days a week. I know you've mentioned Monday through Thursday when you're going overseas is a better time to leave, I believe.
Sure, that's correct, yes. Yeah, so Monday through Thursday is what they call weekday pricing. It tends to be $20 to $30 each way cheaper.
Okay.
If you're flying in there, I mean, it depends on what you're going to do. If you're going to go to the Amalfi Coast, if you're going to Venice and then to the lake.
I think we were talking Rome, Florence, and some of the wine country around Florence primarily.
All right. So you're right in my wheelhouse because Florence is one of my favorite cities in the world.
Okay.
In our particular case, the last two times we've done that basic trip, we've gone through Rome but taken the train both to Florence and taken the train to Venice as well. So it's a pretty easy trip. You can slide in there, go to Rome. In fact, we actually landed in Rome immediately, went to Florence and Venice, and then came back to Rome to finish it up.
Good idea.
So that you can actually, so you just land there, start your trip there. You're going to find ticket prices into Florence and Venice are going to be about $300 round trip more if you want to fly into those.
Oh.
So that's why we typically want to go through Rome.
And when would we want to book those?
So if you're going in June, the price point jumps dramatically in late May. So you have basically two price jumps that occur from winter rates. You have late March and late May, and that's when the prices jump. So June, you're hitting right into the heavy summer season.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to start buying that ticket probably around mid to late January. You'll see a few sales kick in. You're going to get some sticker shock. It's going to be in the $1,300 to $1,400 round trip range.
Okay. All right. That's about what I figured. Thanks so much for your help.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling. Yeah. It's a lot of money, but if that's the only time you can go, I guess
that's why it's expensive.
That's why it's expensive.
the airlines absolutely know that.
Oh, man. Talking today with Rick Seney. Rick is CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com. I think we have a link to his site on my Facebook page, but it's just faircompare.com. And he's going to be with us right up until 12:30 today. You can call us at 800-642-1234 with your travel question. Back after the news. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Travel is such a fun activity, isn't it? Sometimes the stress and hassle of planning the trip and trying to get a good flight at a decent price can make it a whole lot less enjoyable. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. Because Rick Seney, founder and CEO of faircompare.com, is with us to help you make it enjoyable, to help you navigate that world of airfares and keep you informed of trends that he sees in the industry. And Rick, as always, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. Really appreciate it.
Sure, Larry. It's always fun.
And tell us, before we go any further, tell us a little bit more about faircompare.com.
Yeah, so FareCompare is an airline ticket comparison website. We don't actually sell tickets. You can come and shop on our site. It doesn't cost anything. You can sign up for alerts. We send out alerts. And then we compare all the ticket prices across the world. We also are one of the handful of people that are a member of the Airline Ticket Stock Exchange. So we get the airfare for about 550 airlines worldwide, and we process that airfare data as part of how we do alerts and a variety of other things. And so we're a bunch of tech tech geeks here, and we figure out how to find you the best deal. And we've been doing it for a while, almost a decade now. It's been a fun business.
And it's been great having you on the show, for sure. And just go to faircompare.com if you want to learn some more and see what's out there. And we do have a link on my Facebook page as well.
Sure. You can also catch – I write weekly for ABCnews.com. I also have a biweekly column on USA Today and on FoxNews.com.
So what's going on? Ken in Verona has a question for you, so let's go to Ken. Hi, thank you for calling.
Thank you. A daughter moved to Portland, Oregon, and I and my wife are hoping to fly out there at Christmas time. Is there any hope of getting a reasonable ticket?
During Christmas time, right, is what's called a better bad deal.
Right.
So we can help you find a better bad deal. I'm not sure there's a whole lot of good deals. Sure, city are you traveling out of?
Well,
Madison.
Ideally Madison, Milwaukee or Chicago, if necessary, to get a significantly better deal.
Sure. So I'm looking at some ticket prices here for December. So airlines basically have a very special date. It's called December 17th. On that date, it becomes Christmas for them. And for the next 3 weeks, they collect as much money as they possibly can ticket prices. So a couple things you want to do. Christmas falls on a weekday this year, almost always, and in fact, I'm looking at the case here, the weekends are about 30 to 40% more expensive than the weekdays.
Right. We can avoid that. Ideally, we are thinking the 22nd out, 29th back.
So I'm looking out of Milwaukee because Madison's running about 30% higher at the moment with that connecting flight. And so I can give you a couple examples, like the difference between Sunday, Sunday the 14th, and then there's Sunday the
21st.
Yeah, that price is $500 round trip leaving that Sunday. The Monday is $425 round trip. And the Wednesday before Christmas right now is $410 round trip.
Okay, so the 22nd leaving would be $425, and what airline is that?
It looks like it's Delta.
Delta out of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to be paying in that $450 range unless you fly on the weekends, and then it hops up over $500.
Right. Yeah, that sounds reasonably painless.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Sir.
Thanks a lot for calling. Louise in Green Bay. Hi.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I'm looking at the possibility of going to Machu Picchu, and I am wondering, what is the best time of year to go, and two, what would be the average cost to go to fly from Green Bay to Cusco, I believe it is, isn't it? Or do you have to go to Lima first?
You can go to either one, yeah. Okay. So the ticket prices right now into Latin America and into the northern part of South America are some of the most expensive ticket prices international right now. So you're looking at ticket prices well into the $800 to $1,200 range. And, I'm not super familiar with that particular area, but I'm looking at different prices there. And, out of Green Bay, assuming you can go to a bigger airport, is that correct?
Oh, yes.
So you might be
able to. It would be easy enough to go to Milwaukee and or Chicago.
Okay. So one of those two choices. I'm looking at different prices, and they're running right now for the off-season there is, let's see, when I'm looking here. Yeah, so the off-season is pretty much any time all the way through the spring. So you have ticket prices in the $700 range out of Chicago right now all through spring, right, which would be on the opposite side would be their fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the ticket prices jump pretty dramatically in June. You see ticket prices jumping up into the $1,000 range. But I'm looking all through the fall right now, and I see tickets into Lima, for example, out of Chicago, running about $640 round trip.
Okay. And what about when you said spring? Spring would be, of course, let's say March to April. Would those be good times too?
Yeah, the ticket prices drop on April the 20th. Okay. So on April 21st, you pay about 20% less than you would if you left on April 20th.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling, Louise. Mike in Oshkosh, thank you for calling. Hi.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good afternoon, I guess it is. 2 points I would like to discuss if your guests would care to touch on them. Number one, if you're bumped, if a flight is overbooked, or if you opt to take a gift certificate, or not gift certificate, a voucher, I have found that these vouchers are really only worth about half what you think they are, because on a $500 voucher, you're not able to book this through the internet. You have to call the airline.
That costs you $25 to call the airline.
And you pay the suggested retail price for the flight instead of any discounted flights you can find.
All right, so a couple different things. Okay, so you have what's called voluntary and involuntary bumping, right? So if you go up and volunteer to be bumped, they can pretty much offer you whatever they want at that point. But if you're involuntarily bumped, you can ask for up to $1,300 in cash, by the way. And that is cash, not check.
Mm-hmm.
And you should get a voucher that's just basically as good as a discount coupon. If you're saying that they're not letting you redeem except on flights that are the most expensive flights, when there's actually cheaper flights, then that airline is whichever one you're doing that on, it should not be occurring.
No.
Aha. So I've been snickered one time. Also, if I may touch on the flying into Dublin versus Heathrow and flying Ryanair, they charge you for every little thing.
That's
even
true.
The carry-on.
That's true. If you're gonna pack your entire life with you and take it from Dublin to London Heathrow on Ryanair, then don't take Ryanair. Take British Airways or one of the other airlines. Aer Lingus flies that route as well. But if you pack relatively light, and if you understand that Ryanair is just like Spirit Airlines here in the United States, everything has a fee. If you're packing really heavy and you're staying for 3 weeks, then that's probably not your best bet.
Yep, there you go. Thanks, Mike, for calling. Appreciate it. Jerry in Partyville, your turn. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I've got several questions here, and I'm working under the assumption that you know everything about traveling and meteorology, actually.
I don't know about that. We'll try.
A couple of friends and I and we are planning on spending a month in Italy, probably around Lucca. And so my questions are two things. One is where to fly into, and the other is we're hoping to go in about a year. That's somewhere, I'm guessing somewhere like in September or October, and the idea is to be there when the weather is still good, when we can get a good plane fare, and when we can avoid large amounts of tourists. And I'm just wondering if, September, October makes sense.
To be honest, and I've done this trip many, many times, September and October, in my opinion, are the best times to go. The prices drop dramatically on August the 25th. The entire month of August, everybody in Italy is on vacation.
Don't want to be there.
And so a lot of things are closed. A lot of small shops are closed. The bigger ones, the big touristy ones, are still open, of course. So I think September and October are the best times to fly in there. Certainly, as we noted before earlier, typically flights into Florence and Venice run anywhere from 15 to 30% higher than if you fly into Rome. The three most expensive tickets right now to Europe are London, Paris, and Rome, not coincidentally, because everybody flies there. You can fly into, for example, Switzerland if you're willing to take a train, for example, for $200 or $300 cheaper. That's a little bit cheaper, depending on what you want to do. So definitely September and October is your best bet. You will find tickets in that range, about the $1,000 to $1,100 round trip range. And you can pick your days, pick a weekday instead of a weekend, and you'll be able to find a pretty good deal.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. We have Julie emailed us flying to Denver for a wedding on Memorial Day weekend. When should she look for tickets, and what would she expect to pay?
Yeah, so Memorial, I guess, is next May.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to buy your tickets until about late January of next year, first of all. And that ticket price out of what city did she say was flying out of?
Let's see. Oh, she doesn't say.
Well, let's just assume Milwaukee.
Let's assume Milwaukee.
Yeah. So the ticket price right now on Frontier Airlines is $265 round trip for flights right now in December. So she should be able to get that ticket price. Well, I mean, we're talking about a flight that's probably less than 90 minutes. She should be able to get that ticket price in the high 100s or low 200s if she buys it in January.
Okay. And what about best time to buy from Milwaukee to LAX and San Francisco and back to Madison?
So she has a second trip there. What time of year is she going?
This is the best time to buy, and he doesn't say. Okay.
Well, I'll give you a couple things. Los Angeles is much cheaper out of Minneapolis and Chicago than it is out of Milwaukee. The main reason is there's a huge number of nonstop flights as part of the hub programs there. So Milwaukee tends to run about 30% more. I'm not sure what city she's flying out of. You should be able to find that ticket price in the high 200s to low 300s if you catch a sale. So start shopping about 3 months ahead of time.
Okay. Any tips from your from you about traveling to the Philippines in January, leaving from Wisconsin? So I assume Milwaukee or Madison, probably Milwaukee.
Yeah, typically. Well, again, if you're just taking a little hop out of Madison or Green Bay into either Chicago or Minneapolis, because that's basically where you're going to be hubbing out of. You're going to end up flying backwards a little bit if you go to Minneapolis, for example, and then heading over. The ticket price is running around $1,600 to $1,700 right now. Historically, the Philippines has been a continental hub, now part of United. They typically have the best flight patterns in there, and they also have the cheapest prices in general.
Stella in Sturgeon Bay, it's your turn. Thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to offer a suggestion. So often you say that it's a lot cheaper to fly out of O'Hare, out of Chicago. My husband and I took a trip to Israel, a 10-day trip to Israel several years ago. And we worked with a travel agent, and she suggested a program. I believe it was called Park and Fly, although I'm not totally sure of that. And I would assume that it was at a number of motels, although we stayed at a motel. You had to stay one night, a minimum of one night at the motel, and then you could park the car in the motel in a very quiet area of the motel parking lot and leave it there while you're on your trip. They had a shuttle bus that took you from the motel to your terminal.
Yep.
And ran when you needed it, and when you returned, you just gave them a call, and there was almost no wait time for the shuttle bus to come and pick you up and bring you back to the motel. And then you could spend another night if you wanted to, but you didn't need to. You only needed to spend one night, and the motel was very reasonably priced. So it actually came out to be, I think, less money than parking in the long-term parking lot at O'Hare, and certainly a lot safer.
Yeah.
No, this happens all the time. There's all sorts of clever, even some of the parking ones have coupons. I've seen up to 50% coupons on the internet. If you look at Retail Me Not for the park and rides that are there, or the park close to the airport. So depending on what you want to do, that sounds like an interesting program. I don't think I've seen that before, but I have seen other places where they allow you to park for up to a week without having to pay too much. So certainly a good idea.
Yeah, actually, we've flown out of Milwaukee from, you know, drive down to to Milwaukee the evening before when you have an early flight and you don't want to get my 11-year-old or my 10-year-old out of bed at 5 in the morning to make the drive for fairly, and then just leave the car at the hotel, and it works out. You get to sleep a couple of extra hours and you might wind up breaking about even, or maybe it costs you $10 or $20, depending on how long you're going.
The good news with the oil prices dropping right now, it looks like gas prices will be dropping, so that at least your gas part of that portion of that trip will be okay.
Yeah, Mark in Cable, Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. It was ironic there was the story in NPR about the avalanches in the Himalayas.
Yes.
Thinking about visiting a dear friend who works not in the northern part of Nepal, but at Chitwan National Park in the southern part of the country. But in any case, if I do make that trip, I'd be flying into Kathmandu. I could fly either out of Detroit or Minneapolis, and I could leave any time in December or during the month of January. Are the prices, I noticed they were cheaper from Detroit. Is that likely to change, or is that just a routing thing, though?
Yeah, it's a little. It is a little bit of a routing thing. So if you can go, did you say you could go in December or January?
That's right.
Yeah. So if you look at January, the price drops pretty dramatically on January the 14th. I see prices for under $1,300 round trip right now.
That's great.
There's a flight, it looks like United and then connecting with Dragon Air, which is one of the partners on our website as well. So it's a low-cost airline attached to that. So it looks like you can get in under $1,300 round trip on a few days. How long are you going to stay?
Oh, probably 2 months, 2 to 2.5 months.
Yeah, let's see what that looks like for a longer stay.
Going to go up a bit, eh?
Yeah, it's going to go up about $150 to $200. If you stay over 30 days, those ticket prices tend to jump up at least a couple hundred dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, for if you stay for 2 months, the cheapest ticket price is running about $1,600 right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you stay under 30 days, you save about $300.
But then you're there for only 30 days.
That's true.
Kate in Milwaukee. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My ancestral heritage is from Bratislava, Prague, that area of the world.
Yeah.
And it's been my husband's and my dream someday to travel there. I'm just wondering, first of all, when is the best time to travel there? And secondly, what could I expect to pay for tickets?
Sure. Well, I mean, the best time is sort of subjective, depending on what kind of weather. Certainly, most people like to go in the summertime. That's when it's the most expensive.
Okay.
So there are a couple breakpoints. The ticket prices jump pretty dramatically in late May. So if you want to go in mid-May, ticket prices are about 20% cheaper. And they drop pretty dramatically at the last week in August. And to me, that's the best time to go, is that last week in August or first week in September. What you'll do is you'll find ticket prices drop anywhere from 15 to 25% below the peak summer rates. And you'll typically, especially to Prague, if you're flying out of Minneapolis, you'll be able to find several one-stop routes. And you should be able to get that ticket under about $1,150, $1,150 is about the going price. You want to start shopping for that late August trip about around the March or April timeframe.
There we go. Good luck, Kate. Thank you. And Pat in East Troy. Hi, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for getting me on. I would be on my way to the airport as I speak, except I had to cancel my flight. Do you have any suggestions of how I can get my money back?
Okay, which airline was it?
Allegiant Air.
Boy.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, it's Allegiant. Okay, Allegiant.
Ah, okay.
Yes, Allegiant, I'm not as familiar with their policy on ticket price. I don't know if I know they have a change fee. I don't believe it's as expensive as some of the legacy airlines, which is $200. So what you'll do is you'll pay a change fee and you'll get the residual value of your ticket. You'll have to you can spend it up to 10 months in the next 10 months on a different trip, but you will not get your cash back.
No, you won't. Southwest, if you're on Southwest.
Southwest has no change fees, that's correct. Yeah. And some of the other airlines, Alaska Airlines, has a $75 change fee. So.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Allegiant, typically you're not paying a whole lot for that ticket. I don't know what you paid for that ticket. But if it was how much?
317.
Yeah, typically you should, in theory, you should get back about 150 of that in some form of a voucher.
There you go. Sorry, but that's kind of the way it works, I guess.
It's sort of like buying a concert ticket. If you miss it, you missed it.
It's gone. Rick, this is always a great pleasure to have you with us. I thank you so much, and I look forward to having you back.
Yeah, no problem, Larry. I'd love to do it.
Rick Seney is CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. And he's been giving us great advice for a long time now. FairCompare.com, we have a link on my Facebook page, or just type it in, FairCompare.com, and you can go there and see what he has. He writes a lot of pieces, articles, too, that are really interesting and well worth looking at, even if you're not flying out right now. So take a look. Tomorrow, my good friend Chuck Aker joins us. And Chuck, he is a world authority on orchids. So we'll be talking about keeping your orchids healthy and blooming. Thanks for listening. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.